Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the second half of a splendiferous episode. Thank you, Courtney. No need for apologies. Nothing different here. We're back. Derek isn't with us, so there's no way to go. That's a good goddamn word. You know, he only said that because he said he made the word up.
Really?
But then we were watching, what was that movie? Legally Blind?
Yeah.
What was this?
Legally Blind?
What movie is that from?
Never Been Kissed.
Yeah, Never Been Kissed. We'd be fine. Derek be watching some weird stuff.
Speaking of,
remember we were talking about how Derek was like, Derek got excited. We were in Europe and he saw fucking signs for Kung Fu Panda 4. And
he's like, yeah.
I gotta go see that shit, right?
Did you see it?
I haven't. But he started breaking down how, shit. I got to go back and watch the second one and the third one to get ready. It's like.
Okay. A little intense for Kung Fu Panda, huh? It's okay.
I mean, he saw Puss in Boots, what, like 7,000 times?
Bro,
really?
Did,
yeah,
I'm not. Matter of fact, this is coming up on
it. He loves like the fourth and sixth movies of the franchise.
This is, yeah, we watched it together on the NNFA at the movies for anybody that is subscribed to that on the Gas Digital. Use promo code NNFA for a 7-day free trial and see that is it 14? I saw Natalie's eyes pop right up. Is it 14 now instead of 7?
Yes. 14. NNFA 14 for a 14-day free trial.
Oh, NNFA 14 for a 14-day free trial and watch us watch Puss in Boots, a bunch of other movies and the other bonus
content. That's hilarious.
But yeah, we were doing Soul Joe's in Pontstown, and you know, it's like 40 minutes outside of Philly. Mm-hmm. So he went home to see his mom first, picked up the car and was like, Dave, when you get to Philly, let me know, I'll come pick you up. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go out to the gig. Mm-hmm. So we're in Philly. Calling, yo, where you at? We can't get a hold of it. Call me back like 30 minutes. Yo, my bad. So I was watching Puss in Boots. Where you at? Like, nigga, the plan. Like, let's, all right, here I come. Right? So I'm like, hey, this nigga went late, you know what I mean? Like, and he just, the whole way out, 40 minutes. Yo, man, this movie Puss in Boots, crazy.
Like, you're lying.
This shit is finished. I'm going back to the crib. I'm going to watch it again. You know what I mean?
I've never seen Puss in Boots. I have got to go watch it. That's mad funny, though.
Now, yo, we get back to the crib, and this motherfucker really, like, I'm tired. Between the traveling, the gig, and then riding back, man, I'm like an old man. I get in the recliner, I'm
nah.
And every time I wake up, this motherfucker, he just overcome. Nigga puss. I'm like, this can't be real.
Derek is so random. Like, you just never know him. That's funny as shit.
Oh, man. So we're back with Courtney B.
Yes.
Courtney is here hanging out with us while she's visiting in New York. Courtney, we do this thing now where for some of our bonus content, we're going to lead people into this. I guess it's more of a video review show. I get a lot of listeners that send in whatever the fuck they watch.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Johnny D, Marcel, Toby, Newcomer Grizz Fit, Tiff Malcolm, all my regulars. Everybody else, I encourage you, please send me videos at NNFA Podcast or at I'm Dave Temple. And we start to review them over here and, you know, get your name, a little shout out and all that kind of stuff like that. T, there's a video. This looks like this was sent in by Tiff. Dad at Chuck E. Cheese. What's that about?
And you've never seen this either.
I watch them when they send them to me, and then I put them in the run of show, so I do forget. And okay. I make up names for them. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. That's me as a parent. No lie. That's dead as me as a parent.
Yo, because that's the weird, like, party
too
over.
Big. Yeah. No big ass should I bid on no damn what? Anything where the kid's supposed to be at.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's what we do when we take kids to Chuck E. Cheese.
You let them do what the fuck they gonna
do. Go play. But they like, I don't know these niggas.
This old active ass dad. Yeah. Get your ass. He too big for that shit. That thing was not made for his height and his weight. You gotta know your fat index, people.
Right.
Even I tested out this motherfucking sofa before I sat down. I said, wait, let me see. Let me see.
I had to tell her. I was like, no, I've seen Dante and Yamanika sit on that couch together. You're good, right?
Okay.
They've actually had to do that here.
No, seriously.
Like, these chairs, I think these chairs are, what did they test it at? Like a little over 300 pounds? And that was just because we knew, like, most
even
of the
when I sat
here.
Over there, I was like, I sat in the chair, one of those chairs, so when I had to, you know, I just do a little. Hold on now, hold on, gotta be a sturdy.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of people don't like these chairs also because, like, they sit up. People, everyone gets in and they sit and they see themselves and they go, ugh. Like you just see everyone go. So I try to, you know, when I can, just take it for the guests and, you know, sit.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. I've gone to like those kind of things with my kids. When I was younger, yeah, I definitely had that kind of energy.
Yeah.
As I got older, I'm like, man, fuck that, man. Especially because these parties, they would cost so much. They were okay. You got a great relationship with your mom, right?
Yeah.
You said y'all went to Beyonce together. Did your mom throw you elaborate birthday parties? Were they like crazy or?
I mean, elaborate. I mean, I was raised in the 90s. So, I mean, elaborate is like what? You know what I'm saying? Leaps and bounds. She'd take me to, like, you know, the big old place with the playpens and the balls and all that stuff. Invite my friends. We got a room, bring the cake in, stuff like that. But I mean, elaborate, I don't know about elaborate. But okay. I mean, we had some good parties. Man.
I go through this with my youngest daughter's mother.
See, they have more expectations these days. They want Drake to come and perform and all this shit. They want motherfucking helicopters to bring them in.
And a lot of you not. My baby mom, she be giving it up like that. Like, I'm like.
Oh, she got money like that.
No!
Oh.
We've never had this kind of money. That is a thing that has always, and it's like sometimes I go, okay, maybe I'm doing better than I think because they have no problem spending this kind of money. Mm. They have no problem reaching out to me asking
for this type of money.
And I'm like, like, my daughter's been having hotel parties since she was like 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, hotel parties were
like renting like a double room suite, pool party, all of that.
Yeah.
Oh, let me invite like 20 girls. And I'm like, get the fuck. You don't like all of these kids.
Yeah.
Why am I paying for you to have these kids over here that you fucking hate, right?
That's the thing.
Most recently, my youngest daughter, her birthday just passed in March, right? I was guilted. And I'm going to say I was guilted into handing over money to pay for a glow bowling party for her and I want to say 10 friends.
How
right?
old is she?
She just turned, 13? Thank you.
Damn.
That's a good girlfriend right there, right? I had to do the math. Because she was 12 for a while.
Oh, yeah. That don't know what happened. Nigga completely forgot. Oh, y'all, y'all fathers or something else.
I wasn't expecting anyone to ask. For 13, right? She's like, hey.
Well, she's coming into teenagerdom. That is a celebration.
Correct. All right. I thought it was a bit pricey. I thought it was a bit ridiculous.
How much they wanted?
It was like $500, you know what I mean? To rent the thing for the day and do all of that stuff.
$500.
Here you go. Oh, I'm sorry. I get it. You're
like,
rolling.
I got money. Yeah, it's a little different. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right.
So, I wasn't able to make it. I was working. So, I sent the money. Y'all go ahead, do the party. You know what I mean? I protested a little bit up front, but then I felt guilty later, so I went on and sent the money, right? I get pictures and videos from the thing. Thank you. You know what I mean? I'm looking at these, and I'm like, yeah, they all just kind of sitting there hanging out.
They not bowling. I didn't pay for bowling, and these little motherfuckers ain't picked up a ball.
And when I'm telling you, when I talk to my daughter, just, you know, hey, baby, how was the party? You know, like, it was great. Yeah, mommy sent me pictures. Y'all didn't look like y'all was bowling. She's like, oh, yeah, I don't bowl. I don't know why we did it at a bowling party. And I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. You guilted me talking about, oh, she wants it, so she don't want this. This is you. This is you. She don't even bowl.
All of her friends probably bowled.
None of them bowled. They hung out by the tables and they did TikToks. Like, that's what I'm saying. This shit they could have done. They could have done this in the courtyard, like the apartment complex that they live in. Got nice
rent area. Room.
Yeah, man. Like, we don't need to be giving the bowling alley $500 just so that y'all could take pictures. You know what I mean?
Glow in the dark. It's the glow in the dark part that y'all pay for. That's impressive.
I guess so.
Glow in the dark bowling balls and pins and your shirt glows. I love shit that glows in the dark. That is
how they kind of got us blacks into bowling. I don't know if you noticed. Like that, I'm sure it's probably the same way in Detroit around the same time, but we had some bowling alleys in Philly.
When they had the Stars and the like Astro.
Because here's the thing. It switched over. Those regular fluorescent light bowling alleys, that shit don't even exist no more. You know where white people just like to smoke cigarettes.
Right, and have peanuts. And there's leagues.
Right. There's no music. You just hear pins and shit.
Right. Real bowling.
Black bowling, my first time seeing black bowling. It was music videos playing on the projectors that dropped down. It's a party. Motherfuckers is turned up. It's celebrities. Matter of fact, it's so funny. I got to bowl with Wanda Sykes at Brooklyn Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Michael Che had a birthday party. He rented out the bowling alley, so it's nothing but comics.
Right.
And I remember it's me and Wanda, we going at it, right?
Really?
And
say this you can bowl.
I do. All right. I throw the ball pretty
hard. Do you know
hard.
How to do that little curve thing where you started and
I'm not a master at it, but I can try it. Yeah.
See, you can bowl.
So here's the funny thing, right? She can bowl.
Mm.
And I whooped her ass.
Really?
I whooped her ass. And she kind of got, she went from not really speaking to once it was over, she was like, I don't really do all this glow ball shit. See me in the daytime. Like, that's it. She do the old school bowling with the smoking cigarettes and all the lights on. And
no
she
music.
Was, yeah, she was like,
she couldn't
I don't
focus.
Do all-
she couldn't focus. That's what the problem is. She couldn't focus. Her little afro went straight, nigga. She was mad as
she got mad. Like, her wife was like ready to go. She's like, go. Because she got into the game and she was losing. Made her wife go home by herself.
That's funny.
She was
wife ain't getting no ass that night. Upset. Who was that motherfucker?
Yeah. She's like, I just got caught up in a bowling game. Huh?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but I was that guy to, you know, be the dad and have a little bit of fun. Especially because I was agile enough to do it. Right. I think that's what it really comes down to.
Yeah, but his big ass should have known that he wasn't agile enough to do it.
He was agile enough to get in there. He just putting on some weight.
He looked like Gru from damn Despicable Me. He was too big to be doing
that. You think they
shit.
Charge him for that? Because, I mean, they got to shut that shit down for the rest of the day. You got to call somebody to come and fix that. You know ain't nobody there qualified.
Nah, he can sue. I would sue. Shit. Y'all should have made this 30. Y'all don't know. What if it was a plus-size kid coming and running across here?
No, fuck that. I'm not paying. No. A plus size kid? No.
What is wrong with a plus size kid?
What the fuck you mean? What's wrong with a plus size kid? An adult did that to him. That's what's wrong.
No, he just big boned.
Oh, here you go. Big boned.
Don't do him like that.
What you mean? Don't do him like that. Somebody already did him like that.
Big
somebody boned. Already.
And
hey.
It's the government fault. It's MSG. In everything. They poisoning the nuts.
Yo, we were just in Europe for like 10 days on like
eating
a little tour.
Fresh food, right? No preservatives.
I lost like 8 pounds. I know. While I was over there, man. I felt so good.
But you know what? When I eat over there, I'm always like, I'm not impressed because I'm so used to preservatives and shit that it tastes weird to not have them. I'll be like, ugh, this is ketchup. This ain't ketchup.
Yeah. I do like the fact, though, that you got to sit down and eat over there. Ain't none of that. Like, ain't it's not like here. Shit. Yeah, ain't nobody just walking around shoveling pizza.
Because you see Chick-fil-A about to put antibiotics in their chicken. With
I did
asses.
See that.
I'm telling you, they killing us.
I did
right.
see that. Mm-hmm. Which is like, damn, y'all caved in?
Literally.
Y'all
Chick-fil-A.
Caved.
Chick-fil-A
like,
ain't shit.
At this point, Chick-fil-A, what are y'all selling?
Eat? Like, what's the difference? Like, the chicken sandwiches ain't all that to right. be talking about y'all gonna put antibiotics
but
in
my
y'all
thing
shit.
Is, it's like, all right, what money are you worried about missing? You've already True. Given up Sunday revenue True. For decades.
True.
Like, you have morals and principles, True. Or maybe...
They might as well open on Sunday.
Yeah, too. Or maybe that kind of chicken without all the shit in it is just that hard to find, True. Man. You know,
is that what's happening? You
I
think?
Don't know. I've heard about some other weird, nerdy shit.
You know, I'm having an issue with chicken now, like, where I just won't eat it, really. And I'm starting to think about becoming meatless, to be honest with you. This shit is really ass.
I'm up and down with chicken.
Yeah, chicken has
Something
become
weird
very weird.
Could happen with chicken.
Yeah.
With me, and I'd be like,
the
I don't
texture.
Want
it's like the texture is bothering me
the
these days.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to eat some jerk chicken yesterday. I mean, literally did not eat the chicken. They was like, you just gonna leave the chicken. I took it home because they pressured me into taking it home because it was so much chicken, but I'm just having an issue with eating chicken
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I kind of went, I'm not like vegan, but I only do meat on the weekends now. So I try
That's
to,
funny as shit.
I try to just eat clean all week.
That's good.
Right? Like I try to just do nothing but veggies okay. and protein shakes Monday through Thursday, Friday, wherever I fly to on the weekend. Like, all right,
you can
we
could
do this comedy club food or okay. we could do whatever food the town got to offer.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to make up that time Monday through Thursday.
That's real.
I'm not going to go to Texas and not eat because you got to try it
you
while you're there. You know
you
what I mean?
You got experience.
Right. So I just try to, you know, save it for the weekend.
That's some real shit.
All right. What is this from Johnny D? Prison milking.
Wait a minute.
Prison milking.
That sounds crazy.
I know, right? I picked the names. I have no idea why.
Oh, you picked the name.
They sent me the video and then I just named a sucker. Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Whoa. Not the dog getting his dick sucked. That dog getting his dick sucked.
But like on some... Yeah, hey, you gonna take the sucking?
That's rape.
They not yet.
That's insane, dog. Like, what the fuck was that? Oh my god, knocked him out and then sucked his dick.
That's a crazy. Weird thing to catch on film, too. You know what I mean?
And where? Wait, the question is, where the fuck? Whose goat was that?
I thought it was a nipple.
Hey, was it a nipple?
Was it a nipple?
Either way, that was an aggressive way to get the back to sucking in. Like, you gonna take this sucking.
It's definitely a nipple, yeah, look.
Yeah, play one more time. Oh.
Oh, my God.
God damn. He gave that motherfucker a full-on concussion.
But what hood is this?
Oh, this is one
goat,
of the third world country hoods. Because I don't think we got sheeps in the country. We don't have sheep in America like that.
Son, niggas be having sheeps.
Really?
I just seen something in Philly, and it was like a goat in Philly. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Who the fuck got a goat?
Jamaicans and West Africans. Yeah, there's a part of West Philly.
Like, I'm talking about this Philly. Like, this goat be terrorizing niggas in Philly.
Yeah. There was a barbershop. There was a car wash that I used to go to in West Philly. And there was a lot of Africans in the neighborhood, and it would just be chickens roaming around by the vacuums. And it's like, you see what y'all doing to the neighborhood? That wasn't
That's
here before
crazy.
Y'all got here. How your chicken get out, and why is he at the car wash?
Like, for real. That's wild. I don't even understand. Livestock in city spaces. It makes no
right.
sense.
Like, dude, come on, man. You being a fucking stereotype, man. We got to get you the fuck out of here, man.
Wow.
Wow. All right there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in the states where Delta 8 is legal. Well, you know what I'm about to talk about. Do you want to get high? Like really high. Like really super duper legally high. Well, now it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. Let me tell you something. Delta 8 is the best when you're going to weird places like France. Oh, France. They don't.
The cannabis is not accepted.
And that's when you get to go, this is not cannabis. This is the Delta 8. Do you smell it? Huh? Do your stupid cop nose understand the difference between THC and Delta 8? And they probably won't. They probably won't. But here's the thing. If you don't want to smoke, they've got all kinds of vape and gummy needs and everything. So head on over to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What is Delta 8, you might ask? Well, you know, come on. It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. And that's really all you care about, right? Do you ask the regular weed man, hey, what is this? What is it? You guys just got into strands a year ago. You know what I mean? Like, you guys just started paying attention to the difference between an indica and a sativa. So you just want to get high, go to YoDelta.com. You can find a mix of gummies, vapes, all your getting stoned needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works. And that these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, go to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. All right, let's get back into it. Another one. I'm going to switch back to Tiff Malcolm. Kite Kid. What is Kite Kid?
My daddy bought me a kite.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did he fly with you?
One of the one times I saw him. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, went dark. Man, let's that go. Shit went dark as fuck. Oh, whoa. Shit. Whoa. Is that a person?
It's a toddler lifted by a giant kite.
Hold on, baby. Ooh,
holy shit.
That's a, oh my God, hold on.
You know what this reminds me of? Hold. Is he holding on or is it just got him?
How are we gonna get this baby?
Yeah, pull the motherfucking cord. Like, pull the rope.
Oh shit, what the fuck is going on?
Right?
Yo, wind and water. I'm talking about some. Oh, get him, grab him.
Shit. Yeah, someone smart to grab. Are we gonna get him by his neck or something like
That's
that?
That's scary as fuck.
I know, right? I remember seeing as a kid, I went kite flying once like that. Mm. Like somebody took me to a big place like that where a bunch of people had kites mm-hmm. and they teach you how to make them if you didn't have a kite.
Oh, nice.
And I never forget seeing a guy who had a big kite like that, like a big man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was holding it, but that shit was dragging him.
Wow.
Like I remember the sound of his jeans. Yeah. Like he's holding on to the kite. He didn't want to let it go. But it was pulling him around, man.
The wind is no hoe. Like, I think people underestimate, like, wind and just how crazy wind can really get.
You know what? I was just in L.A. We were in L.A. in February.
Mm-hmm.
We did a show at the Comedy Store, and then the next
day. I think I was
out
of town, because I think I was planning on going when I was out of town.
Okay, the next day, I stuck around, went to Santa Monica, and just kind of smoked on the beach, watched the sunset go down.
I've been to Santa Monica. I heard it's nice.
And these helicopters flying over. And you ever been, you felt the base of a helicopter?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's the shit that blow my mind because you go like, that thump, 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 thump. It's hitting something.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like the wind,
mm-hmm,
there's
mm-hmm.
something there enough that there's a thump. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? And you go like, oh, wow, yeah, there's really something there. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Wind is no hoe. I can't believe that. That thing yanked that baby up like
shit.
That.
You ever been on a plane with a tailwind, 95 mile per hour tailwind?
Oh
your,
my God.
Your flight get cut down two whole hours. Like what the fuck? Like,
yo, I was on this one flight, and when I tell you, the person I was sitting next to, I think that she might have had like this. I hope this don't sound bad, and I'm not making a joke. I think she had like a little bit of autism or something like that.
Okay.
But I was in panic mode because our plane was hitting turbulence like crazy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, I'm thinking I'm gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
But she's moving. I mean, this bitch was up and down and sitting and turning and plugging in shit, taking it out. And I'm just like, sit still.
Right, right, right.
When I'm stressed, I gotta sit still. still.
Right.
And you know, when you, if you on a plane and it's turbulence like a motherfucker, you want to hold the person next to you hand. But she just wasn't giving that. I mean, this bitch was up and down and to the bathroom and out the bathroom and looking in the top of the cabinet. I mean, she was everywhere. And I was just like, I don't have a hand to hold.
Yeah.
I'm about to die. And she just want to move. I couldn't sleep because she kept moving. I mean, I was losing my shit. Because I'm flying more, I'm experiencing turbulence more.
More, yeah.
And I'm trying to learn how to be okay with it. Because, I mean, I was losing my shit for a minute. Like, yeah. Some of those flights were like, oh, my God, I'm about to, like, this plane about to go down.
Yeah. I don't worry about the plane going down. It's the people.
I be worried about the plane.
I got to figure out a way where I got to get to first class, and I hope that the people in first class will be a bit better.
You know what? So I've been riding first class lately. Like, I've been doing this first class thing. I've been like, okay, Courtney, if you're flying from L.A. to New York, you ride first class.
Right.
If you're doing shorter flights, you don't have to ride first class. You can make some of those, like, little. And I tried to do fucking comfort. Bullshit.
Really? That's where I'm at now. I'm in the Comfort
issue,
Plus.
Well, see, I think the issue is, see, I need a wide seat.
Okay.
They be trying to get your ass leg room. I don't give a fuck about no leg room. Yeah. I need space here.
Yeah.
So that's my issue with comfort. I'm like, this is not comfortable. Right. send my ass back up to first place.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I think the seating is very, very tricky on these fucking planes, and I'm trying to figure it out. I got a flight on Friday. I know I'm gonna be pissed.
I'm just trying to get around better people. My last long flight I did, the most recent one, we came back from France, and that was what, like 7 hours, 6 or 7 hours, something like that. Eight, mm-hmm. I don't know. It was a long flight. But sitting next to a Muslim man, and this is like day one of Ramadan. Mm. So my man, he hadn't eaten, and his shit was just humming. And it's like, bro, you need.
He had that. I ain't ate, bro.
Yeah, you need to sit still, stop talking. Like, I get it, you can't eat, but like, bro, like you, like our flight got delayed. I remember going up and getting a mask. Like, I can't do this. But then it's the amount of people that just won't sit.
I know. Still. I don't understand it. It's insane.
Getting up. Just walking, hovering by the bathroom.
I mean, the plane be up and down, and people still be walking through the cabin. They be like, are y'all not afraid of this shit?
Right. And it's just like, yo, like, why are you so comfortable, like, trying to get past the steward? Oh, can I get to the...
Mm-hmm. You see this bitch with the cart? That's what I'm saying. She trying to give out snacks and refreshments.
Right.
And you motherfuckers want to go past.
Or what make it even worse is a motherfucker who got a baby walking up and down the aisle with that shit,
kids.
Man.
Let me tell you something about these kids. I keep telling Nick, I says, you need to come up with an airline specifically for kids. Because them kids... Airports are one of the reasons why I do not want kids. Because if you go up in the airport, kids running every fucking where. Mm-hmm. They nasty ass hands. They cough. I was on this one flight. I kid y'all not. This kid screamed from the time we took off to the time we landed. I'm talking 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
Screaming. Yeah. And I'm talking top of lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on that flight is turning around. Nobody can. I'm going to sit next to this black lady. She said, now, you know we would have whooped his ass by then. I said, girl, I know. Girl, I know.
So, I am a fan of sedation. A lot of Caribbean people will give their babies, like,
yes, drug them. Yes.
If you do, like, half a Benadryl and you line
melatonin,
a little bit of rum or something, it mixes together, makes them fall asleep. Sedate them.
I wanted to see the kid. Like, but the good thing, I had my AirPod Maxes, the big boys over the ear, ain't hear shit. But for the people that did not,
yeah,
even the regular AirPods wouldn't have touched this little boy's screen. You needed some heavy duty artillery for this little nigga's screen.
I seen a video of a dude going off in first class. Seriously, the baby was crying in first class, and he's like,
"I understand it.
I paid a lot of money for this ticket, yo, like to get away from that."
Yeah,
and it was like, "Okay, sir, we get it." Like,
they felt like he was being an asshole, yeah, but it's like, not.
Yeah, no, shut that baby up, man.
You paying $1,000, and then you want us to have to listen to this baby screaming. Now, I get that your ears do pop and stuff like that. I get kids crying, but I couldn't believe it. He screamed the entire flight.
Yeah, flying to LA, we were on the plane with a Hasidic family, and the baby was hot. She was crying because she was sweating. I felt like I could see her hair was like matted against her face.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're not allowed to.
Oh, they can't touch the electricity.
Well, not even that. The kids, no one shows skin. So they're not taking this onesie off the baby. But in my mind, I'm like, you need to take this kid, put her down to a diaper. She's hot.
Or get her some, like, a water bottle and put it on her head or something.
Yeah, something.
Right. It's wild. I ain't gonna lie, these flights with these kids.
You crazy, boo. All right, we hit that mark. Yeah, all right. Let's go ahead and wrap this one up. Let's put a pin in this one. We'll continue on the other side for the Patreon side. For those of you who are subscribed to the Patreon or behind the paywall on gas, you'll see the rest of this episode. We're going through the other videos that everybody sent in. Just to give you guys a preview of what else I'm going to be talking about. White mom horrors for labels. Brother tells sister how OnlyFans affects him. Public defender. And this is going to be a fun one. Outdoor dining flaw. Stop vaping and Nigerian chicken milking. So thank you everybody for sending those videos in. We'll talk about those on the other side behind the paywall. Again, you guys can subscribe to the Patreon for just $5 a month, a cup of coffee. You get access to the rest of the show, and you're helping out little baby T. And if you want to see if it's worth it, you can subscribe to gasdigital.com and use promo code NNFA14 for a 14-day trial and get caught up on the other episodes and see, oh, yeah, is this some shit that I want to subscribe to and watch the bonus content? All right. Courtney. Thank you again so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. You don't always have a good time here.
I know. I haven't seen you in a while, so I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad that everything is doing well.
Yeah.
And it's funny, looking back, I know it sounds cliche to say, but looking back on it, you're like, oh, yeah, that made sense. Like, you should have never doubted it. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, you just had an energy about you where you go like, okay, yeah. People like Courtney.
Oh, thank you.
No one is going to be like, she's not funny. And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's some comics that are getting away. We always talk about this. Like, a lot of girl comics that just get away with just sex, mm-hmm. sex. I go on stage with my stomach out. That's my gimmick. And, all right, well, what else you got?
And right.
I love the comics that are like, nah, I got to do these fucking jokes, bitch. You know what I mean? Tell me what the fucking jokes are. So please go check her out, man. And please go to Zeus.
Go to Zeus.
Because y'all know we do it, man. Matter of fact, I got to get some To Be or Not To Be again, because we've watched a good amount of To Be movies lately. We were watching To Be movies for a while behind the paywall, but To Be, they got hip and put a little block up.
Darn.
But yeah, anybody else that's got a Zeus login, let me know, man, so I can go ahead and watch Courtney shit on there too. Toto Tower, say goodbye, y'all. Let's sign off.
Bye, everyone. Listen to Gas Digital now on the Gas Digital website. That's my show.
All right.
Bye, everybody. Follow me, Tiana Sasha. Make sure you follow No Need for Apologies. Leave us a rating. Leave us a star. Leave us a comment. Leave us a review. All that shit.
All right, cool. I'm the guy, Dave Temple. Thank you guys for tuning in. Derek will be back next week. See you guys later. No Need for Apologies. This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.